You are listening to
Afternoon Time with Noni,
brought to you by Missouri Breaks and KIPI Studios.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Winona Washburn, and I am the Great Plains Good Health and Wellness Coordinator out of Missouri Breaks. I've been working with them for about 8 months now, and I love my job. I love everything I do. We promote good health and wellness activities. We have bi-monthly activities at the Shine River Motel conference room. Our last activity that we had was Zumba, and that was this past Thursday, I believe. And we had a pretty good turnout. So yeah, that's kind of basically a little bit about what I do is I facilitate different activities to promote and bring awareness to mental health, physical health, and emotional health. And with me today, I have one of my awesome coworkers, Karen Littlewounded, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Noni. My name is Karen Littlewounded. I work for Missouri Breaks. I've been there for 3 years, going on four. I'm the research coordinator for a study called Native Choices. Yeah, so Native Choices is a study to reduce the risk of having an alcohol-exposed pregnancy. So that's what we've been doing for the past 4 years.
Thank you, Karen. Also, we have several studies at Missouri Breaks that we are actively recruiting. And I'm going to go ahead and let Karen explain that to you.
Okay. Thank you, Noni. So as of now, we have a couple of studies still actively recruiting. We have a COVID-19 environmental health study, which was called Wayaktahe. And if you have a partner in your household that is over the age of 18, that is either 5 years younger or 5 years older than yourself, then you are most likely eligible. You do need to be screened, however, and you can do that by just calling the Missouri Breaks office and asking for a team member for this particular study. They are actively recruiting through the end of May. So if you've seen our flyers, seen us at any health fairs or health events, and was thinking about maybe calling us and checking it out, now is the time to call. Our other study that we have is the tobacco survey. It is a randomized study, and it already has participants that we are actively seeking and recruiting. So if you get a call from us, that's more than likely what we're calling about. Those are the two studies that we are actively recruiting for. We are going to be starting a catnap study soon. I think August is the launch date for that study. And that's for individuals who are on the sleep apnea machines or, you know, having problems with sleeping because of other health issues. So my coworker Gail uses a knife will be the lead on that study. Our currently Strong Heart Phase 7 has been going strong. There's an awesome team working with that study. So they've also been actively recruiting and recontacting former participants. So if you're receiving a call from Missouri Breaks, that is probably why we are calling you. Yeah, so we are finishing Novavax. My study, Native Choices, again, was a 6-month study to reduce the risk of having an alcohol-exposed pregnancy. We have stopped actively recruiting as of April 30th. And that is about it, Noni.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And so we're here today to talk about the breastfeeding support law that was passed by our tribal council. And throughout the next couple of months, we're really going to be promoting it and bringing awareness to it because the law has been something that has been desperately needed for our employees and our tribal members on our reservation for many, many years. I feel like We're kind of behind on that a little bit, but I appreciate the tribal council for passing that unanimously. And what it basically states is that as a tribal employee, you have the ability to leave your work, leave your job, and be paid admin leave to nurse your baby or to express milk at any one of our mother's rooms here in on the Cheyenne River Reservation. We have some at the Upper Elementary. There's a mother's room at the Timberlake School. There's a mother's room at the Dupree School. There's a mother's room, I believe, at the West River Eagle. And there's one at the Head Start. And we, as Missouri Breaks, we've been helping them furnish the mother's rooms. And we have gotten chairs for them, like visual posters and stuff for them to look at and be calm. Refrigerators, like little mini refrigerators, so they can keep their bags of milk and store them in there for them. And also like little lights and stuff just to be comfortable, just to make them comfortable. Because when you're nursing, you have to be able to be comfortable with your baby, and that's your bonding time. And so I think it's just an awesome law to be passed. And so every week now we are going to be having a show, a little radio show, you know, a little radio segment for about 30 minutes at a time, every Wednesday. And it'll air about 3 o'clock, I believe, 3 or 2 o'clock. And we'll just be highlighting the different studies and stuff that we have here at Missouri Breaks. And right now we have Karen in here because she's with the Native Choices study and also the Baby Love Project. And I kind of wanted her to elaborate a little bit more on that, because we were talking in her office the other day and we were talking about how important this law is even to her participants that are in her study. And I kind of wanted you to just talk a little bit about that, you know, like how we were talking, we're sitting at your office and talking about how, you know, nursing is important. It's important for our future generations, and it's important for our babies that are coming up. You know, because there's so much chemicals in formula. You know, right. We know that. There's so many studies that have been done on that. And as far as like as a woman, we make this milk. We produce it in our bodies specifically for our babies. So why wouldn't we feed our babies, you know?
Right. Okay, thank you, Noni. So I'm going to go into a little bit about my study, even though we have stopped actively recruiting at the end of April. The study continues on with our follow-up visits with our current ladies, and we will be running through the end of the year, cleaning up data and getting ready for analysis and all of that good stuff that happens at the end of a study. And so Native Choices, again, is a NCARE project. We worked with the Washington State University to complete the study for them. And we actively recruited 410 ladies, and which was amended. We did originally have 350 set as a goal, but it was quite a challenge because of the pandemic. We were right in the middle of our study when the pandemic started. And so we had to stop and reanalyze the situation, come up with some different recruitment methods. Luckily, we have also a Missouri Breaks office in Rapid City. So we hired an individual named Saria. She's so amazing. And so we had two offices recruiting. So when we recruit our ladies, Native Choices is a randomized study, which we call a randomized study. And we have two groups of women that we recruit, and they can either fall into an intervention group and a control group. So an intervention group, a participant comes in, we screen them. If they're eligible, then we begin the study with them. And if they fall into an intervention group, then they receive more education. And the education deals with alcohol, risky alcohol use, and birth control. So when we recruit, we look for individuals, Native women that are 18 to 44 years of age with some risky alcohol use, not pregnant but can get pregnant, inconsistent with birth control. A lot of the ladies didn't know what risky alcohol use is. So risky alcohol use is having more than 3 drinks at any one time and more than 7 drinks in a week. The participants were surprised to know that, you know, if you drink the popular tall cans of drinks, like such as the Twisted Teas or Mike's Hard Lemonade or, you know, what they call Hurricanes or Juice or, you know, those tall cans have 4 drinks in them. The smaller cans have 2 drinks in them. A half a gallon of hard liquor has 43 drinks in it. A pint of hard liquor has 11 drinks. So, you know, that's risky alcohol use. And so that's what we worked with. If you fell into the control group, then you were just asked these study questions and didn't receive the education on alcohol and birth control. So, so the Rapid City office, again, because we fell in between the pandemic, 2 years prior to COVID and 2 years of the study we finished during the pandemic. So with the Rapid City office, we were able to recruit a whole different population, our urban ladies. And because of that setting, we were able to actively recruit, I would say, about 150 of the participants came from Rapid City.
Wow.
Yeah, that was so amazing. And so we had to use social media and, you know, some socially distanced methods to recruit and do the follow-up visits with our ladies. And so, yeah, that was a challenge. We used the outdoor storage ice house that we have at Missouri Breaks. And so we had to use that as well to visit our ladies. You know, of course, it was at the beginning of the pandemic, so everything was sprayed down with the sanitizing equipment that we purchased at Missouri Breaks. And we wanted to keep our ladies as well as staff safe. So again, we had to come up with some creative, out-of-the-box recruitment methods and ways to keep in contact with our current participants. So we are done with recruitment. We are just continuing our follow-up visits with our current participants, working with our NCARE team on data cleanup, dissemination ideas, you know, all of the good stuff that happens at the end of a study.
So. Well, I want to say congratulations to you because what did you say? You recruited 450?
410.
Mm-hmm. And your goal was 350?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, Karen.
Thank you.
And that takes a lot of work going out there and talking to people and getting their information and having them come in and setting up appointments, you know, and that's why it's important. Like whenever you do make appointments with our organization and, you know, with our people that are running the studies, our coordinators and our directors, that you do make your appointments on time because we do have a line of people that we're following up with and that we're trying to meet with and trying to get a hold of and trying to, you know, get updates on. So dang, Karen, that's awesome. That is so cool. Congratulations on finishing your study.
Thank you. Thank you, Noni. It was an awesome study. It was an honor to work with all our ladies and get to know a lot of ladies, especially during the pandemic when we were so isolated and working from home and, you know, so to communicate and visit with the participants was a good thing mm-hmm. for us. Just to keep our social.
Keep your sanity?
Yeah, keep our sanity.
Right?
Yeah. Otherwise, it was just our families that we, you know, mm-hmm. were with on a day-to-day basis. So it was good to reach out to community members and visit with them.
And then you think about it, and that's the time, like, we were all scared of everything, you know what I mean? Wearing masks and wearing gloves and overly being protective right. and stuff, you know? And it's like, I would need to see somebody and instead of the four corners of my house.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad that you guys continued on with your project. And even through COVID, you guys have been successful. So that is so cool.
Yeah. So because our study was successful through COVID, we were able to, we're going to do a presentation in Washington, D.C., and we have written, we've contributed to a paper titled Successful Recruitment Through a Pandemic with our study. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
that is so cool. And then, so I also want to talk about your other project that you're kind of heading up for one of our fearless leaders. That has her own little brand new baby, new bundle of joy. Shout out to Laura and your brand new baby boy.
Yeah. Shout out to Laura and Thad on the new baby boy. He is like so precious. Laura is also the lead on her project, the Bebela Project. And so when it first started, and she started this when she was in high school. It's been going on for quite a while. And so at first she was giving out newborn diaper bags for newborn babies, not just here on Cheyenne River, but down on the Pine Ridge Reservation through our Kyle office. And I think up in Spirit Lake with our office up there as well.
Wow.
So recently she kind of adjusted her project and is offering an incentive activity. So if you come in a new mom or, you know, if the baby's up to, I think, 2 years, the still able to be pushed around in a stroller. So if you come in with a certificate, either from like infant CPR and choking or any other, you know, health related certificate, bring it to Laura and you are eligible for an incentive. Right now we are doing a car seat, stroller combo, pack and play, and some breast pumps. So what you do is, or you can come in. Laura has found a online tool for infant CPR and choking. So, just come on in. I'm helping Laura while she's gone. And it's awesome to meet the new moms and their little infants that they bring in with them. It is really a cute little project. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Laura for, you know, thinking of the new babies and their moms. And so just give us a call at Missouri Breaks, 964-1260. Ask for me, Karen, and I'll be happy to help you.
Awesome. And then also, you know, we were sitting there talking, you know, I just visiting in your office the other day, you know, I think it was yesterday. And we were talking about the breastfeeding support law that was passed. And how that would affect your participants in some of your programs, you know, in either the Babela Project or the Native Choices program, you know, because we're talking about COVID and how, like, I think you said the formula plants were shut down.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, during the last year or two, there was an infant formula shortage throughout the United States, actually. So, you know, breastfeeding is really important, especially now because of things like this, you know, the infant formula shortage and, you know, moms were worried, how are they going to feed their baby, trying to come up with their own formula,
right.
You know, and which wasn't safe for the baby. So breastfeeding is really important, not only for the already established benefits, but, you know, new things are coming up like this because of the pandemic. And breastfeeding, one of the benefits of keeping baby healthy is really important right now because of the pandemic. Like we were talking about yesterday, you know, here at the local hospital and hospitals throughout America, there's nurse and provider shortages, you know, people that have been working through pandemic are now burnt out. And so you hear in the news about, you know, shortages at the hospitals, like there's a blood shortage here. And so if you, you know, get into a critical situation, chances of being sent out outside of South Dakota is reality now.
Right.
And so we really need to keep ourselves healthy, keep our children healthy. and, you know, a big wopila to tribal leadership for, you know, unanimously passing this amended breastfeeding policy to include tribal employees and giving them the opportunity to nurse the baby and keeping baby healthy. And, you know, it goes on up to an entire nation, to the reservation here.
Right.
And producing healthy infants, healthy toddlers. So we really need to keep healthy and stay healthy. Because, like, again, like the airport is being renovated right now. And so people are being driven to Faith to, you know, be flown out. And so it's a lot of complicated issues arising from the pandemic. So, breastfeeding is really important right now.
Definitely, especially coming out of COVID too. I feel like our immune systems are probably way down.
Right.
You know, because we've been like cooped up in our houses forever. But how long has it been? Like maybe 2 years?
Yeah, it's actually going towards 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the March, I think March was the beginning of the pandemic when it first started, March, April.
Mm-hmm.
So we're past the 3 year
mark,
I think.
So, I mean, definitely nursing your baby, breastfeeding your baby is important, even more so than before, because like before, you know, we had the elements to kind of like strengthen our immune system, you know. And now we've been cooped up in our houses. We haven't been able to like be exposed to, you know, the elements outside of our houses.
Right.
And so it feels like our babies are more susceptible probably to like, you know, infections and mm-hmm. sicknesses and stuff. And so when you nurse your baby, you get that colostrum, which is that we call it liquid gold, you know.
Right.
And literally people pay for that. You know, I found that out on the internet. It was crazy. I was looking through the internet one time and I found out, I was like, people are selling their breast milk on the internet. That's so crazy. But yeah, I mean, that's how important it is. And so shout out to all the nursing mothers out there that are, you know, working hard at feeding your baby the natural way and, you know, creating that bond with them. And, you know, that's only a bond that a mother and a baby can have. And it lasts a lifetime.
Right.
You know, and I'm nothing against, you know, bottle fed babies or nothing, but it's just our natural way, you know. Yeah. It's the natural milk that comes from our body specifically for our baby.
Right.
So we want to just keep promoting that and bringing awareness to that you're strengthening your baby's immune system, you're strengthening their heart, their organs, their whole body as a whole, you know, and they're going to be stronger children growing up with stronger immune systems. I can attest to that because I nursed all four of my kids.
Awesome.
And they've really never been to the hospital. Like maybe my son, my oldest son, he's 20 now. He was in the hospital once in his life, like in the actual hospital, like admitted.
Yeah.
The other ones, they've never been admitted to the hospital.
Wow. That's awesome. And it's free.
And it's free.
Right?
It's free. You don't have to pay for no, you know, to express your own milk.
Right?
Unless you're going to go buy it on the internet. Just kidding.
Yeah, there's so many benefits to breastfeeding. And yeah, like Noni said, shout out to the breastfeeding mothers because you are doing a good job in raising healthy future tribal members and future leaders. So keep it up. And thank you for doing that.
Yes. And also shout out to Ray O'Leary. She has been the pioneer behind this whole project.
Definitely.
You know, she's been going to all the tribal council meetings. She's been fighting for this law and other laws at that. You know, we're working on our tobacco, you know, tax law and the flavor law. Eventually, we'll start talking about that, you know. But our main focus right now is the breastfeeding support law. So I think we're about good on our time, I believe.
Wow, that went by fast.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just want to say also shout out to all our Missouri Breaks. What would you call it? Warriors.
Yeah.
All our Missouri Breaks warriors, because every single day they come to work on time. You know, they work with all our community members. They're doing studies to help better our future generations and our generation now. So I just want to just say a little shout out to them and, you know, appreciate them and Marsha and everybody that's there at the Missouri Breaks. And also shout out to KIPI for letting us have this little interview and letting us have our little show that we're going to be able to bring, updates and follow-ups to our programs that we have. Because I really believe it's important to kind of like highlight what we do over there. Right. A lot of people have questions, you know?
Yeah. They're like, what do you guys do in that bird building?
Right.
It might look quiet on the outside, but believe me, we're really busy on the inside. And, you know, we're happy when a community member comes in and, come have a cup of coffee with us. And, you know, we're just happy to see everybody and have the chance to visit everybody. And community is what it's all about. So without each other, we couldn't do what we do. So. Thank you, Noni, for the time. And you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much, Karen, for coming in and just like talking and visiting with me, you know. Every Wednesday now we'll be having like little interviews and stuff and talking with our Missouri Breaks coordinators and directors that are there and that have headed up several studies and different programs and stuff, just to bring you like an insight on what we do at Missouri Breaks, you know. So I do appreciate Laura in letting me have this time, you know, letting us have this time and letting us be able to express ourselves, basically.
Right.
You know, just having a little visit. That's basically what it is. And so, you know, I just want to thank KIPI again for letting us be here. And we look forward to bringing you more updates and follow-ups every Wednesday. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
That does it for this episode of Afternoon Time with Noni, brought to you by Missouri Breaks. For more information, you can call 605-964-1260. This program has been recorded and brought to you by KIPI Studios in Eagle Butte, South Dakota, on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe.